Patrolman James T. Dunn, Patrolman Michael Neary. End of watch, June 20th, 1894. On June 20th, 1894, Patrolman James Dunn, having already arrested one boy for swimming in the Jones Falls, was returning to his beat from the station. As he drew closer, he could see even more people swimming and thrashing about in the water. Patrolman Michael Neary was at his home and saw the difficulty that the number of people were giving Dunn. Although he was off duty, Patrolman Neary grabbed his overcoat, identifying himself as an officer, and set out to assist. The two patrolmen crossed over the Chase Street Bridge and made their way down a steep slope above the railroad tracks. A crowd had gathered to watch the two men deal with the loud and rowdy group in the water. What the witnesses saw were the last few moments of the officers' lives. Dunn and Neary called out to the young men, and several of them voluntarily began to climb out on the opposite bank of the river. The officers had to walk along the railroad tracks in order to get back to the street level and could not have seen the locomotive until it was too late. After leaving Penn Station only minutes prior, the Parkton accommodation was gaining speed on its run. Witnesses reported the officers running for their lives, but because of their position on the tracks and the suddenness of the train's arrival, they had no chance. Both were struck and killed instantly. Patrolman Dunn had been married for 3 years and was the father of a six-month-old boy. Patrolman Neary had immigrated to the United States from Ireland when he was just 16. He was married and left behind 9 children, 6 sons and 3 daughters.